An Israeli NGO has accused Tel Aviv of having tortured detained Palestinian children in freezing conditions. The Public Committee Against Torture says that Palestinian minors have routinely been held in outdoor cages for hours after their arrest. The organization says the children had to endure freezing temperatures outside transit facilities. It says this is a long-running practice meant to terrify the detained children. The NGO adds that it's just one example of the torture and ill treatment of Palestinian children by Israeli forces. Palestinian Prisoners Society has also said in a new report that 200 Palestinian children are among 5,000 inmates locked up in Israeli jails. Our correspondent Nell Burton joins us from occupied Ramallah to tell us more about this. Nell, I don't know if you have details behind this, but can you tell us what the different examples, perhaps, of how these children, young children, are being tortured? We talked about them being held in freezing conditions. In what conditions are we talking about? If you can give us a vivid description of this.
Yes, of course. Now, the Public Committee Against Torture in Israel exposed this, but it's already very well-known information in Palestine. The information actually came both from testimonials from the children who were held in Ramallah prison in Israel, but also from many human rights groups and their attorneys who went to visit them inside the prison. Now, the children described the scene to them. So they began by describing, first of all, them sleeping in metal cages just outside of Ramallah prison. These cages were, you know, merely iron bars with many children crammed into the same space. This was during the snowstorm that hit in Palestine, which was about a meter of snow. So they were obviously in below freezing conditions where they were held for many hours overnight before they had a hearing in the morning. But this is just one testimonial that's, you know, been repeated many times over the previous few months. We've covered many stories with Press TV where children have complained, you know, first of all, of being arrested in the middle of the night. They've been taken to detention centres, which are quite often outside of the jurisdiction of the Palestinian Authority. So many are taken from the West Bank into 48 Israel, which is actually in direct contravention of Article 76 of the Fourth Geneva Convention. They've had many forms of torture, from serious sleep deprivation. They can't use any services, you know, such as toilets, access to fresh water. Many of them haven't been able to see a parent or guardian figure or even a lawyer before they sign a confession. Quite often the confessions are written in Hebrew by the officer and they're made to sign something they don't know that they're signing. So you can imagine the children, after being woken up in the early hours of the morning, taken away from their families, children as young as 12, are very disorientated when they sign these confessions, and quite often they just want to see a family member or a lawyer before having the hearing. But these confessions are often used against them in the hearings, and then, you know, they're once again referred to detention centres.
Thank you so much for that. Nell Burton there talking to us from occupied Ramallah. Thank you, Nell.